Blog Talk Radio.
Bring it back, back, back.
Going day.
Boss sees everything.
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 Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
I say the blacker the better, the sweeter the juice. I say the darker the flesh and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. You pop in if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name.
to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has the right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I huffed and puffed about my curfew and broke the rules. Ran with the local crew and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave her life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream of how I rock the mic and make it to the right screen. Make a dollar out of this. It's hard to be the shit and still pay your rent. And in the end, it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. It's gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains, it pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth. They wonder why we crazy. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive cause it's a setup. And even though you're better, you gotta be your head up. Babies on their own. I know it's kind of rough and you're feeling all alone. Daddy's long gone and he left you by your lonesome. Thanks the Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall to come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. If it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving big, but still trying to hold on to surviving friends. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. But please, you gotta keep your head up.
Been berserk for a nigga these past few months, you know? Berserk for a nigga, bro. But it's all good. I got the force behind me.
May the force be with
you. Back the force. Life.
It's all good. You gotta get worse for you.
Hey yo, I never lie. Rhymes is knives, ready to sever guys. Never try. That nigga ruckus a fucking letter fly. Identify yourself, walking in my perimeter. I get rid of him with two shots from the Dillinger. Who's willing to try to step to? Tall Sean, I wet you. That's my word to my nephew. Dante, wrote his bond, listen to what the guards say. Grew up the hard way, wearing mad clothes from Conway's, but not the guard state. Dip the high wind, the tromblings with bum bitches that run tricks like fucking car games.
Yo, cops, yo, cops,
I should've listened to what my mom say. Police squads, they get rats to me, never recall. Yeah,
hold your head, boy, I know it's hard. You hold the weed and the planet, it's your job, your guard. Hold your head, boy, I know this shit's so bad. Hold your head, boy, you know when they got
you. You gotta hold on, Paul, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'ma try, I can't lie. I'm kinda fucked up since my mama died. Can't decide right from wrong, night to morn. Seem like Big Buck have a fight with Sean. It's like a therapy part two, you know that. I go to the doctor for advice to keep giving me Prozac. That's so whack. The only thing that Sean deserves is some weed, money, and pussy to calm my nerves. Here, here,
meditate on this, son. What the hell? When the going gets tough, the tough up out.
known fact. Whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Think I'ma let you quit, you dead wrong, bruh. I know shit's bizarre.
Shit is crazy.
Got me holding heat again. Just came home, fighting with police again. Son, they testing me, but never let them get the best of me. I ain't even do shit. Plus, I've been stashed the weapon. See the whole world and grow fool. It ain't cool, that's why in the 90s now the rules are fuck the rules. Feel like I'm psychic. Watching all the shit I dream again. Make me wish I never dreamed. Let the madness begin.
Hold your head, boy, I know it's hard. You hold the weight of the planet, it's your job, you guard. Hold your head, boy, do it for MFC. Hold your head, boy, without you there would be no me.
A long way from out of control to keeping my cool, elevating my soul. Give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted. I cut that devil head off. Ain't nothing to it. I cut that devil head off.
That ain't my goal. I'm all about love, elevating my soul. Give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted. I cut that devil head off. Just like I cut that devil head off. This a dedication to these Caucasians. Thinking I forgot about them African invasion. Got us looking for. Termination. Thinking we accepted if we shriners or we masons. Whippings in the lynches. This one for the runaway. All the black churches trying to make it get my gun away. This one here for Emmett Till. All the way to Trayvon. This one for the Panther Party telling us to stay on. Police violent. Racial profiling. Pulling brothers over cause they jealous we be smiling. All that fake smiling. Quick to get violent. Send the Al Sharpton in and tell us be styling. This one here for Malcolm. This for Martin Luther King. This one for the in the prison max and their family trying to get them back.
I came a long way from out of control to keeping my cool, elevating my soul. Give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted. I cut that devil head off. Ain't nothing to it. I cut that devil head off.
That ain't my goal. I'm all about love, elevating my soul. Give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted. I cut that devil head off. Just like I cut that devil head off. This one for the slave ship, Portuguese and Arabic. Now they at the corner store, acting all arrogant. This one for the China man, sitting at the magic mall. Glad to take our money, but wishing they could kill us all. This one for the welfare, EBT and Medicare. Mama wanna let it go, social worker got scared. Told her if she get a man, they gon' kick her off the plan. Told her get some extra grand, little mama finna dance. All the crackhead faces and the needle chasers. Married to that lady and they never finna shake her off. This one for the dope. Blinded by the cash, can't see the reaper creeping up. This one for the kingpin, aka America. And the revolutionaries training for the dead up. This one dedicated to the patriot. Living off the slave trade, thinking they're rich.
I came a long way from out of control to keeping my cool, elevating my soul. Give thanks for the.
Don't get it twisted, I cut that devil head off. Ain't nothing to it, I cut that devil head off.
Yeah.
out here, RBG. Repat Nation. Let's go.
Peace, and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of the Black Survivor Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the host and founder, the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Minister King Samir Shabazz, also the National Deputy Field Marshal of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. We are here May 15, 2019. And I'm going to read from Inyaa Sasim, A Calendar of Revolutionary Daily Thoughts by Our Living Ancestor, Dr. Nwale Cable, Monica Rudy. You can get Inyaa Sasim and all of Baba Rudy's books from www.occupanthouse.com. So we're going to read May 15th. If armed militia are not organized, the masses cannot manifest their power in the struggle against the enemy. And this is from Kwame Nkrumah. Explanation. I will not be intimidated by an enemy. I will show them no fear. I will not compromise the integrity of our people. I will not retreat from battle except as a tactic to gain a decisive military advantage. I will train my mind, my body, and spirit in the warrior methods of my ancestors. I will study others' warrior methods only as a means of determining how to be more decisive. To more decisively defeat them, I will remember that those we consider the masters of death, destruction, and domination could never have defeated us without our assistance. They are not that good. I will never vent my rage against family. Family is what I am charged to protect. I will show my people's enemies only the mercy they demonstrated towards my ancestors. I will listen to no other propaganda than that of the proven African warriors who came before me and who now stand at my side. I will not judge my enemies individually. Enemy is understood in the context of nations at war. I will protect my elders, complimenting children. I will always stand on guard. Will never lower my eyes from my enemy. I trust only worthy Africans. A person cannot be your friend and enemy at the same time. Dismiss profitable survival strategy. Dismiss contradictory Africans. Let me read that one more time. Dismiss contradictory Africans. It is no accident that treason has become a profitable survival strategy for the weak and spineless who deceitfully infiltrate our sanctuaries looking for faults to create and exploit for our enemies. If for no other reason, warriors must prove their worth and loyalty. Affirmation, I am fully armed. And that's a reading from Inyah Sai Sim, a calendar of revolutionary deadly thoughts. My living ancestor, Nwale K. Bomani Burundi. So again, family, you can go to www.akavinhouse.com. So I'm going to begin this class as we await the arrival of Minister King Sami Shabazz. This Black Survival, Black Survivor Die Series, Warrior Wednesday, May 15, 2019. So we're dealing in the month of May, the fifth month, the 15th day of 2019. So we're dealing in the Power or Refinement month, on the Knowledge, Power or Refinement day of the Wisdom Cipher, Knowledge Born Year. So when we look at today's degree, today in Supreme Mathematics is Knowledge, Power, Refinement. All being born to equality. And as we look at the Knowledge, Power, Refinement degree in Supreme Alphabets, it is a cipher. The cipher is comprised of 360 degrees. 120 degrees of knowledge, 120 degrees of wisdom, 120 degrees of understanding. So this equals 360 degrees, which is born. And we're dealing with an aspect of being born with that knowledge of God causes you to refine yourself in the spirit of truth. And this refines you from the inside and out. And then you are able to born equality, and equality means to deal equal in all things. And since we're here on Warrior Wednesday, dealing with the Black Survivor Die series, we're dealing with the equality degree of urban survival, of urban assault, and tactical formations in response to a tactical enemy. So today, this is the degree we're dealing with on this particular day. So I'm going to read from Blood in My Eye, from our warrior ancestor, the Black Dragon himself, George Lester Jackson. A show of organizational skill and valid anti-establishmentism will always bring on violence from the fascists. The people know this, so they must also know that this violence can be countered before they'll believe and respond. Let the ruling class tremble at a communist revolution. It's my favorite line in all of the Marx and Engels from Fanon. It's time. It's the time. Well, the time for talking has ended. The time for acting has begun. Long live revolution. And that was from his younger brother, Jonathan Jackson. So as it reads, the counter-terrorists, this is us, the counter-terrorists, faceless, nameless specialists in all martial arts, is the first soldier of the people. So let me stop there. If we are the counter-terrorists, faceless, nameless specialist in all martial arts, is the first soldier of the people. So when we purport to be in the state of defense and in the state of offensive, to launch an offensive attack against our enemies, we have to rely on guerrilla tactics against a conventional fighting force, since we are not in a position to formally declare war on the people who has formally declared war on us. So the counterterrorists, that is us, faceless. So we are dedicated to this indiscriminately. We're not seeking fame. We are not seeking stardom. We are not seeking popularity. us, the counter-terrorists, the ones with our boots advancing towards our enemy, faceless, nameless specialists, so that ability to be able to move undetected. In all martial arts is the first soldier of the people. So when you're deploying troops to an area or to a region, their identity does not matter. Their identity is represented of a collective responsibility and a collective goal, aim, and achievement. Its violence will be swift, surprising, explosive, and tied to a clearly political matrix. So that means that whatever weapons of warfare, whatever weapons of opportunity that are presented to us, we will use them in a stealth-like manner, swift, surprising, explosive, and tied to, meaning we're not doing this without an agenda. We're not engaging in warfare without enemies, foreign and domestic, without an agenda. The goal is African liberation. The goal is African sovereignty. The goal is the decimation of our enemies. So that is, I don't know what more clear political matrix there is. In some cases of assassination, it may be wise to make them appear as accidents, but that still doesn't reduce the political content. So, meaning getting inside strategically and, you know, in a way to where some of these things look like subversive activity, and others, these options are being presented to make look like we didn't have anything to do with it. So we have to be mindful of what strategies to employ when we're looking at launching a counteroffensive attack in regards to how, when, where, and when these things will take place. So I just wanted to share a couple of these thoughts. I see that the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party is here, and also the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, under the leadership of National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, a man 50 grand, a warrior educator, and one of the few that is left here in the hells and smells of North America and all over the planet Earth that is truly dedicated to the liberation and salvation of the Black nation and the decimation and destruction of all of our enemies, be it foreign or domestic. I speak of none other than my man 50 grand and the Black Dragon himself, Minister King Samir Shabazz. Black power.
A BB for Hodier. Black power, peace to the gods and the earths. Assalamu alaikum, Hotep, and to all of the Muslims, Ramadan Mubarak, and to all of the devils, fuck you. Welcome, Black family, to another edition of the King Samir Survival Die class. And we got a lot going on today. You know, pardon me, I'm just getting in, trying to get settled and take off my book bag and my jacket and all of that as I'm building with y'all. So bear with me. You know, I'm running a little late. So very heavy build, very heavy topic we have tonight. And we're supposed to have our brother, my brother, a great comrade of mine, brother Ashanti, on this evening to talk about fitness, fuel, and fire. Brother Ashanti, if you are listening, please press the number 1. We've been trying to reach out to you, and the communication was null and void from your end. So get back at us as soon as possible if you are listening. Press the number 1 right now, and we can cue you in, and we can get this show on the road. If not, then, you know, I had to quickly prepare something, and I got it. And I'm glad that my brother, told y'all I can always count on this man to build to the exactness on any perspective that we bring into the table. So as I heard the God so eloquently building on offensive, counter offensive, pro offensive, defense, I want to touch a little bit on a few things. But before I do, I must pay homage and respect to all of our warrior ancestors. I must give a strong Black Power salute to the 5-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, General Taco Shakur, and to the boldest, coldest, the baddest Black woman who's actually in the midst of battle right at this very moment. And in the midst of battle, in the cracker's face, right at this very damn minute. I'm talking about a modern-day Harriet Tubman, a modern-day Queen Yasantiwa, and a modern-day Nzinga, all wrapped into one. Huh? With the spirit of Fannie Lou Hamer. That no compromising spirit. I love a Black woman like that, damn it, and I don't have a problem with following a Black woman like that, getting behind her leadership and making sure no harm comes to her. I don't have a problem with that. Not one damn bit. In fact, I'll follow her before I follow any one of you punk-ass niggas out here. And let's just be real about it. So, do we have our brother Ashanti on? I'm not sure exactly what number he's going to be calling from, but the last I was told it would be a 646 number. Do we have him on, Doc? Knowledge?
No, sir, I forgot. We're going to have to do what we got to do, Jay.
All right. Well, we're going to keep it moving. And willfully, nothing has happened to our brother. You know, because normally he contacts and always in contact, and I haven't heard anything. So willfully, nothing has happened to our brother. You know, but we know how this devil is. His job is to stop the rise of a Black Messiah. Y'all have seemed to have forgotten that. Which means this Peckerwood will go to any lengths. He will stop at nothing to stop the rise of Black liberation. See, so while he's looking for one great Black leader, one voice, we're formulating the people's voice. So I want to give an analysis or some rules and instructions I want to talk tonight to the gorillas in the ghetto. That's right. I want to talk to the gorillas in the ghetto. Talking to the street soldiers, the Bloods, the Crips, the Latin Kings, Nyeta, Piru, GD, Vice Lords, Brown Berets, all of the street tribes. Because we're guerrillas in the ghetto. You have a fight. And I'm not going to get in. We're not going to get into why we fighting and banging on each other. We're not going to get into all that. We talk about that all the damn time. We're talking tonight about tactic and strategy on uniting forces and protecting our hood. So I just want to give some rules of engagement, some rules and instructions to the guerrillas in the ghetto. Because we tend to overlook those who are right next door to us, who live right across the street from us, five or six houses down from us, five or six blocks down from us. We tend to overlook them. We overlook the young brothers standing in the white T-shirts every damn day on the street corner at the nearest bodega. We overlook them. We shun them. But not knowing these young brothers, they just need a little guidance. They need a little strategy. They need a little tactic and a little fucking know-how. So this is where we come in, guerrilla, to teach and train these young brothers in our hood. I know you scared. And that's a damn shame to be scared to come outside and engage with the young folk on your own block. Let me tell you something. King Samir don't have that problem. Anywhere I go, I demand and command the respect of our people because I give the respect to our people. I show our people love, man. I'm very humble to our people. Sometimes it sickens me. And sometimes I feel like it gets in the way when one of these motherfuckers need a good pop in the mouth. But here I am trying to intelligently deal with our people because I understand the psychosis. I understand the europhilia. I understand it. So the last thing we need to do is come to our people with more aggressiveness. They're feeling that from the pigs every single day. You see what I'm saying? So we have to be very, very careful how we are to deal with our people. Do not keep the company of Negroes, better known as Orioles, Anglo, Black Anglo-Saxons, Uncle Tom, Sellouts, Coons, Sambos, Buffoons, Niggers, and Dead Bitches. Whatever name you want to call them, do not. Keep these motherfuckers as company because they will sell you out. Anyone, listen to me carefully, because tonight is rules and instructions. Anyone who is not for our liberation is an automatic enemy to our liberation. I'm going to say it again. Anyone who is not in direct support of our liberation is an automatic enemy to our liberation. I don't care how good she looked, brother. I don't care how handsome you think he is, sister. A nigga will be a nigga. Cute, ugly, fat, skinny, tall. The agent
will look like you, talk like you, walk like you, be a motherfucking super soldier, can quote all the great lecture series from Dr. Ben, and, you know, it can do all of that. It can throw up all the signs. They know all the gang history. Huh? Because the agent studies. They study us as their enemy. So we must study our enemy. Even the niggas you think love you, even the niggas you think support you every single day, man, let me tell you something. They don't love and support you at all, because if they loved and supported you, they would be in this work with you. That's how equality is shown and proven. That's how I see it anyway. Somebody may see it differently. But if I want for my brother what I want for myself, then my brother has to put in just an equal amount of time and work and activity. Stop keeping these niggas in your cipher. They're either enemy or ally. And don't say they ally just because they come around with a few bags of weed every day. That ain't no ally. We got to get more discipline. See? The presence of Negroes, even momentarily, is unhealthy for an African warrior's world. Just the presence of a damn 85. Just the presence of a damn coon is unhealthy for us. See, y'all don't understand the power of a coon. We have to stop keeping these enemies of African liberation as friends, husbands, wives, boyfriends, butt buddies, drinking buddies, smoking buddies, all of that, man. Because enemy is enemy. Enemy is enemy. And we have to stop trying to intellectualize it. So the first question that we must ask as gorillas in the ghetto is why? Why? Why is there a necessity? Why is there a need for a gorilla in the ghetto? Why is there a need for African liberation? Why is our enemy so damn corrupt and degenerate? Wickedly evil and deceitful. Why? Why do we have to fight and prepare ourselves daily and train our bodies and our minds? Why? What is our goals and our objectives? Now comes the what, then the who's, then the when's, and the how's. A warrior needs to know his enemy's weaknesses. Anytime you stop fighting your enemy simply because he says things that sound like what you want to hear, you're making a mistake. You have got to pay attention to exactly what your enemy says and how your enemy says it. See? The power of words. Power is the ability to define reality and have other people respond to your definition as if it were their own. See? So, when we say black power, we're defining. We're defining a definition as if it was our very own. Because it is our very own.
because that's what this is all about. Our own first, race first. So respect the struggle, man. See? Never question the worth of your cause. I'm giving you rules and instructions to help you stay motivated because I know it's hard. I know it's hard staying motivated in an unmotivated society. I know it's hard staying alive walking around amongst the dead. I know it's hard. And sometimes even I feel like, damn, I'm trying to do all this motivating, keep all the soldiers motivated and keep the fire in the people, but who's motivating me? See? And I know some of y'all feel like that. When you're being drained constantly because you love our people so much and we just want to do. And then we just get a slap in the goddamn thing. But never question your worth to the cause of liberation. If you're worth any damn thing. Some of y'all ain't worth shit. I'm just going to say it. Some of y'all ain't worth shit. And that's sad. That I have to even say that about some of our people. But some of y'all ain't shit, and you look at yourself in the mirror every day and know you ain't shit. How you happy to be walking around knowing you a damn snitch? How are you so comfortable just walking around knowing that you set up Fred Hampton and Mark Clark, that you set up Malcolm, that you set up Martin, that you set up Asada, that you set up Sundiata, that you set up Mumia? I'm talking about niggas. Not talking about the damn cracker. That's his nature to do what he do. It's expected of his ass. I'm talking about niggas. See? You need to be more disciplined and start making people show and prove themselves to come into your circumference, man. I'm trying to tell you, I had to learn the hard way. I had to learn the hard way. Because I had so many goddamn agents amongst me. And here I am thinking it's genuine love. Because I'm reciprocating genuine love. But we got to tighten up, warriors. Never compromise. Never compromise. That's why y'all hate me. And that's why you hated Khalid Muhammad. I had niggas in my own cipher. People that claim they love me tell me, oh, you should ease up on the white man just a little, just so people, you know, you can reach more people that way. Just stop going so hard on the white man. Never compromise. Because the moment you compromise, you've lost the battle, fool. That one glorious moment is all it takes. You just give up to the white man. Just, okay, massa. Give me a couple $1,000, I'll shut up. I'll take my YouTube videos down. I won't call you the cracker no more. Hell, I won't even say the white man is the devil anymore. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. And I ain't heard the word white and devil come out of their mouth since. I'm just saying. Never compromise. Because the moment you do, it puts a price on your head. See? Distinguish your wants from your needs and work hard to not allow your material wants to become needs. For he who is ruled by his appetite belongs to his enemy. Uh-oh. I know that white girl got y'all fiending. Huh? I know your damn crack habit, dope habit, got you all fiending. Even your damn cigarettes. Fiending. Controlled by your enemies, devices. You're still a slave to your enemy. Still a slave. But it's hard. You're damn right. I know. We in the ghetto. That's why I'm talking to you. Because I see it. I'm a part of it every day. I can't get away from the people. Huh? I will never compromise. And I'm going to say I will never compromise. Oh, don't say never. Shut the hell up, fool. I will never compromise. This devil is going to have to kill me. Never compromise. That's what separates the real gorillas from the goddamn job pretenders. Don't forget where you are. You are in America. You are in the land of the slave and the home of the slave. The land of the ain't free and the home of the ain't gonna be free. Until we decide we're gonna have to be just as merciless as this white mercenary on this planet. Because that's who we're dealing with. We're not dealing with human beings. The white man is not human. He's a fucking grafted mercenary. The very skin that he's in automatically puts him in the position to think that he is a natural ruler of the planet. See, this is how white supremacy has trained white people. So now we see the murder of black people at an all-time high now. And white folks are getting away with it. Why? Because they have been taught and trained they are superior. You have been taught and trained you are inferior. You're a minority. So everything you say, think, do, and even dream about is that of a minority. You don't see yourself in power over this cracker. You see yourself bowing on your knees, sucking this white man's testicle. Fantasizing about it. You don't want to be free. You just want this cracker to come on your face a little bit more. You don't want to be free. You want to be Becky's bitch a little longer. But black man and black woman, I'm telling you, never compromise. Because the moment you do, you have become somebody else's bitch. And I don't care how gangster you think you are, you have become somebody else's bitch. Understand your heritage, the gift of your ancestors. Know your enemies, because your enemies know that to manipulate history is to manipulate consciousness, and to manipulate consciousness is to manipulate possibilities, and to manipulate possibilities is to manipulate power. In fact, they have built their whole empire on it. So while you constantly thinking that the white man is doing all this gentrification to make the neighborhood look better for you, you damn fool, he's running your ass out. So the guerrillas, we have to buy up the abandoned properties in our hood. In most states, they have what's called the dollar property bill, where you could purchase rundown properties for $1. And you have a certain amount of time to fix that property, maintain it, and do everything you need to do with it. But it's a damn shame when I see 25 goddamn dope boys on the same motherfucking corner, and everybody got the same goddamn dope, and it's 35 houses on the block, run down, abandoned, and only 6 houses are livable. And you mean to tell me not one of you gorillas said, you know what, let's put our money together and buy every last one of these goddamn properties on the block. So this way, we don't have to stand on the corner. We can make up some, we can make some legitimate businesses and build an empire and build our hood. And now we got to have some protection so our elders and our babies can play on the streets, and the mamas don't have to worry about their babies being shot the fuck up over some dumb shit. I'm talking to the gorillas in the ghetto. It's time to do for self. So just as you buying all these damn sneakers every day, you mean to tell me 5 of y'all can't get together and go to the auction and buy every goddamn property you can? Just like the Jews and the Latinos do every day. In Trenton, New Jersey, it's a conglomerate of 7 white so-called Jews who own damn near every single rental property in the city of Trenton, New Jersey. What does that mean? This means all the niggas who are paying rent are paying rent to one of these 7 goddamn so-called cracker Jews. And they're all related. See? So we're not thinking on economic warfare. You're just thinking about getting some money in your pocket so you can keep up with the latest faggot fashion. See? But the white man has established economic warfare on the black community a long time ago. If the race is incapable of unity, it is incapable of survival as a free and equal people. So if we can't even unite, if there's no uniting, there's no survival. Period. If the race is incapable of unity, it is incapable of survival. And will deserve all the iniquities imposed upon it, for it will have proved beyond all question that it
is indeed unfit to survive as a people free and equal in every respect whatsoever with the other peoples of the earth. If you surrender who you are, nothing remains. If you surrender who you are, nothing remains. So you've become somebody's bitch all over again. But your struggle is honorable. This is an honorable struggle because we die as honorable men and women. We don't look for the salvation and grace of our enemies. We look for the obituaries in the newspaper first. How many crackers died today? At least that's what I do. I don't go to the damn sports section. I don't go to the Zodiac section. I go straight to the obituaries. How many crackers died today? And I don't have no remorse. And that's the problem with you. You so damn remorseful. You think you so full of love. And don't even realize you're so full of self-hatred. Because you love your enemy more than you love your own self in the mirror every single day. You want to look like your enemy. You want to reflect your enemy. You want to live like your enemy. You want to act like your enemy. You want to talk like your enemy. You trying to walk like your enemy. You educated by your enemy. You're programmed by your enemy. You're fed and you're clothed and you're sheltered by your enemy. You gotta pay rent to your enemy. Electric to your enemy. Water to your enemy. Gas to your enemy. Ass to your enemy. I'm talking to the gorilla in the ghetto. Nothing is more honorable than protecting the interests of our children. And we just had one of our greatest elders among us today, just last week, just build so wonderfully on this very particular point and degree. Nothing is more honorable than protecting the interests of our children. Are you willing to die for your children? Are you willing to die for the liberation of your children? Nope, fuck that. Are you willing to kill? It's easy to die. It's easy to say, yeah, I'll die. Which we know is some bullshit at the end of the night, because you ain't fooling King Samit. You may fool these niggas who don't know. But I read through niggas like you all the time. I hear it all the time. People come up to me and talk about, yeah, I'll die for this revolution all the time. I hear that bullshit. And then when I need the motherfuckers, they're nowhere to be found but in a white bitch's arms. See? You have taken integration as a success. You have taken integration as progress. And I'm talking about you so-called revolutionaries. See? So how many of us are really, really ready to kill to protect our children? to protect the minds and the psychology of our children? How many of us are really ready to do that? And don't bullshit yourself, because that's the only person you'll be bullshitting. Yourself. So if we were to correctly judge the quality of a civilization by the condition of the most dependent and innocent participant, which would be the ultimate statement of its humanity, that judgment would be based on the quality of life of our children. Without children, any people would die, because children are the wealth of a nation. How many of you will kill to protect the wealth of our nation? See, we must provide and protect the children. We have to attend to their security and solvency, which is their peace. It's a damn shame we still have to worry about black men raping little innocent girls and little innocent boys in our own neighborhoods. We still have to worry about grown-ass black women raping little innocent girls and little innocent black boys in our own neighborhood. So, gorillas, what do? When we find this kind of madness going on in our hood, we are to send them to the motherfucking cemetery. You don't call no goddamn police. We deal with our own, and we set a goddamn example to the rest of the world. The black man is standing up today. We will kill every fucking pedophile we find in our community. And don't give a damn about no judge. Don't give a damn about no jury. Don't give a damn about no prison. How many of you got the heart like that? And is really ready to formulate a movement that will deal with these motherfuckers accordingly? We so worried about white confirmation. You want the white man's confirmation to deal with our own treason and betrayers. Fuck that. The Chinese ain't worried about the white man and how they deal with their Uncle Tom Chinese. The Arabs ain't worried about the white man or how they dealing with sellout-ass Arabs who's helping the white man. They cut their goddamn throats on national TV and send the video to the white man and tell the white man, yes, we did it. We killed your journalist. That nosy motherfucker had no business being over here. Being nosy, like you crackers always do, looking for shit. You dumb motherfuckers be searching for Bigfoot and Blair Witch and all kinds of ghosts and goblins. Awesome dumbass crackers. What you looking for? And wonder why your damn throat's always getting slit on national goddamn television. I don't have no remorse for you stupid fucks. You deserve to have your white throat slit like a damn pig and hear the blood just gurgling in your throat. You're squealing like a damn pig. I love it. It makes music to my fucking ears. Love to hear the enemy squealing and spraying and blood just spraying out his damn slimy-ass pale throat. See, that's the problem with you niggas.
You soft-hearted as hell. You crying. Oh, they ain't killing them. Ooh, I can't watch. This is too much. That's a shame. You niggas are silly. You think the white man give a damn about Sheriff Schwarzkopf blowing pregnant black women away? These motherfuckers get back to the precinct and get a hand clap. Good job, Billy. You've been initiated. You're one of us now. We can trust you now. Huh? But what do? We just trust any goddamn body. We don't hold anybody accountable. Follow anybody. Just take anybody's leadership. We don't hold nobody accountable. Especially those who come after our children. Especially those who are programming our children to be slaves. And we just sit by and idly watch. And you send your children to be programmed to be a slave. But you're a revolutionary that's scared of the white man coming down on you for homeschooling your child. So your punk ass send your child to the public school system DHS won't come and take your child. So I'm trying to think, how revolutionary are you when you find weak excuses to not stand up against the enemy? Because you refuse to protect the education of our future. You refuse to protect the wealth of the nation. So your struggle is about the acquisition, mobilization, distribution, and exercise of power. Your people's natural power among your people. We must stand on our own two feet and fight like hell for a place in the world. But no one should be able to give us anything, especially our enemies. See? So we don't take Negroes and their apprentices who aspire to the moral and ethical degeneracy of their masters for their just deserts. Study your enemies. Question the oppressor's culture. Seek guidance from old and young masters and study it, and not your people as the problem. We always looking for the black problem first. See, when we talk about killing white folks who do harm to our children, it's always some coon-ass nigga. Well, what about black-on-black crime? What about black-on-black violence? Don't go to the elders to seek wisdom to promote our people as the enemy. You seek to study the enemy from the elders. You seek wisdom and guidance from the elders to help win the war against the enemy, not our own people. Not our own people. See, our job is to reach those who are reachable and not waste our time with those who are unreachable. Our job is to kill.
Uh-oh.